Patrick, at the beginning of the show, you were saying that you used to have a certain amount of doubt about the idea of us actually going further into
about
space.
About the ethics of it, yes.
And I wonder, though, in of course, Star Trek The Next Generation, and indeed the other shows, kind of there's this wonderful thing where a ship just goes, oh, look, here's another planet full of life, here's another planet full of life. And, of course, it actually turns out that the universe is of incredible size, and to get anywhere, it's certainly with the technology that we're currently talking about, that actually the likelihood of being, you know, we'll get to another planet and go, no, that's just a kind of gas giant. That's got nothing in it. That's
yeah, but,
got nothing
but
in
of
it.
Course we didn't film those episodes. I mean, there were lots and lots and lots of weeks that we didn't find any aliens at all. Oh, well, that's warp 9. There we go. But, you know, I'm not sure if this is the place and time for a revelation, but you mentioned a date just now, Brian, 1987. Now, there is a connection between the arrival of Star Trek The Next Generation and the underfunding of the space race, and particularly of NASA. Very few people know this, but Star Trek The Next Generation was actually financed by the American government and the CIA. Why? To distract the United States' attention away from the fact that we were no longer spending any money on space.
Now, that is a conspiracy theory, isn't it?
If you say so, Brian.